Okay, welcome to part two of our article, and we're talking about dealing with stress.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about that one of the best ways, I guess, is to exercise. 如果你多运动的话，这样子呢就可以让你的情绪比较稳定，而且让你比较抗压，可能就是 you can fight stress.
That's right. Some people think if you have a healthy and relaxed body, you'll have a healthy and relaxed mind as well.
Oh, 真的，其实如果呢，我们要感到就是说不要倍感压力，我们的身体也是非常重要的哦。所以呢，如果身体非常的 relaxed, 非常的放松，当然就会影响到我们的这个头脑或者我们的心理层面，就是会身心都感觉比较舒压，比较放松一点。 So today we're going to take a look at more ways, I guess, to deal with stress. So let's take a look at today's article.
How to deal with stress. Stress is a normal part of life. When you feel upset, it's helpful to discuss your problems with your friends and family. Sometimes, just talking about a problem can make you feel instantly better. Believe it or not, your friends and family might have experienced the same thing before, so they could help you cope with your stress. Also, take some time out of your busy life to relax, have some fun, and don't take life too seriously. Just remember, work hard, but play harder.
Word power.
Helpful, helpful. A dictionary is very helpful when you are learning a new language. A dictionary is very helpful when you are learning a new language. Instantly, instantly. Drinking a glass of cold water instantly cooled me down. Drinking a glass of cold water instantly cooled me down. Experience, 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 experienced, experienced. Craig called his manager because he experienced many difficult problems at work. Craig called his manager because he experienced many difficult problems at work. Busy, busy. Paul has a very busy life because he works and goes to school. Paul has a very busy life because he works and goes to school.
Stress is a normal part of life.
Huh? It is?
That's right. That's what the article says. Well, think about it. Stress can be good. When you are driving a car, you need a little bit of stress because you need to worry about driving safely.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. 所以一开始柯文提到压力是生活正常的一部分。那刚刚 Jeffrey 老师的见解非常的有趣，他说就像开车啊，其实有时候开车我们要很谨慎，所以我们多少难免心里都会有一点点压力，就觉得我们可能要 focus, 要比较 careful, 要比较小心。Yeah, that's true. So can I also say that feeling blue or crying or having a bad hair day is also a normal part of life?
Of course. Life always has its ups and its downs, its highs and its lows, its good times and its bad times. So, how can we deal with these bad times? That's the most important thing. You can never avoid all these bad times, but you can learn how to deal with them.
Okay.
So the article says, when you feel upset, it's helpful to discuss your problems with your friends and family.
Oh, okay.
So this is for when you feel upset. upset. Now, upset means you have a problem. You're not totally happy.
And the sentence also mentioned this word, helpful. What does
that
mean?
Yes, helpful. Something which is helpful is able to improve a particular situation. Okay, we learned improve in part one of
right.
the lesson. It means make better. So it can improve your situation. It can provide useful help in making a situation better or easier.
I need an example.
Okay, well, if you are studying English,
mm-hmm.
a dictionary is very helpful when you are learning a new language.
Oh, I get it. A dictionary is very helpful when you are learning a new language. 如果你在学一个新的语言，这个字典呢，当然就是有非常大的帮助咯。OK, 那我们回到课文提到的是，当你感到很 upset, 很沮丧的时候，你可以跟你的朋友或是家人一起讨论问题，这个呢是非常 helpful, 非常有帮助的。其中的 helpful, 我们来看一下这个字哦，它就是指有益的。Okay, now for example, you could say she offered us helpful suggestions. You can also say useful, 也是有着这个非常有帮助这样的意思。Also, we can use this word to describe people. 我们可以用这个字来形容某一个人他是非常乐于助人的。We can say Jeffrey is a kind and helpful person.
That's right. If you have a problem, you can talk to me.
I always talk to Jeffrey.
Don't be too shy.
I'm not.
Because sometimes... Just talking about a problem can make you feel instantly better. Okay, just letting the words come out of your mouth,
Whoa.
Discussing your problem,
exactly.
right away you feel better.
Okay,
there is a job called a therapist, and it's a special kind of doctor, and they make a lot of money in the United
wow.
States. And they know how to talk to people. Well, actually, they really know how to listen to people. People go to therapists and pay a lot of money just so they can talk about their problems. Because it makes people feel better when they tell therapists about their problems.
Do they make people feel better instantly?
Instantly. Sometimes it can happen instantly, and I snapped my fingers because instantly means immediately, which is as fast as possible. No time at all. Very quickly. So, drinking a glass of cold water instantly cooled me down.
Nice. Drinking a glass of cold water instantly cooled me down. 常常大家会不会这样觉得说，哇，喝一杯这个非常冰凉凉的水呢，马上就让你整个透心凉的，全身就突然就比较凉快了。OK, 那刚刚我们提到的呢，是有时候啊，单单谈论问题啊，只要讲讲话啊，瞬间就是 instantly 就可以让你感到舒畅哦。那刚刚我们提到的那个这个 Jeffrey 有补充到，其实有很多可能像是心理层面的这个治疗师，就是 therapists 呢，在国外呢常常呢，哇，他们就是用这个说话的方式来治疗很多人的在不管是生活上啦或是工作上遇到的一些压力哦。OK, 因为呢有时候呢可能我们说话我们就会让对方呢可能会觉得说，哎，你好像懂我，然后我心情就会比较好。立即即刻的时候呢，这个时候课文就用到 instantly 这个字来表示马上就得到舒缓这样的意思哦。OK, that's an adverb, 它是一个副词。那如果它的形容词呢，就是 instant, I-N-S-T-A-N-T。OK, 那每一次提到 instant, 立即的，我就想到 instant noodles 这个例子就是泡面，它是不是觉得它很方便呢？就是马上我就可以吃到的面，就是 instant noodles, 就是泡面的意思。
Making me hungry. All right, back to the article. Now, you might think that your problems are special. You are the only one in the world with this kind of problem. Well, believe it or not, your friends and family might have experienced the same thing before. Okay, because we all have problems. Your friends and family want to help you.
Exactly. 这里的 believe it or not 就是有的信不信由你。有时候我们会觉得说，哎，我们遭遇到一个困难，好像就是全世界都我最惨。但是呢，你相信吗？其实你的朋友和你的家人之间都可能都有经历过同样的事情，所以跟他们说说话，有时候呢，搞不好他们就会给你一些不错的建议哦。Experience. What does this word mean?
Well, to experience is to feel or know about a problem because you have had that event or situation happen to you in the past. So an experience, which mm-hmm. is a noun, happens to you and affects you. So you know more about it. If you've experienced going to a zoo, which is a very common experience, you know about that. Something a little stranger, maybe going abroad, is something you experience and you learn from that thing that you do. Mm-hmm. And so if your friends or family have experienced the same problem, they'll know a lot about it.
And probably give you some great suggestions how to deal with some problems. Okay, so how do I use experience as a verb in a sentence, Jeffrey?
All right, so Greg called his manager because he experienced many difficult problems at work.
Oh, Greg called his manager because he experienced many difficult problems at work. Greg, 他打电话给他的经理，因为他在工作上经历很多的困难的问题哦。我们来看一下 experience 这个字哦，它可以当作名词来用，表示经历。不过呢，在本课当中是当作动词来用，来注意它的动词三态为 experience, experienced, 直接接 d, experienced, 同样也有着经历，然后或者是经验这样子的意思哦。
Your friends and family know a lot.
I know.
So, they could help you cope with your stress. The word cope means to deal with, which we learned before.
Exactly. 所以其实刚刚我们提到的是这个家人啊，或是朋友，你跟他们说说话呢，其实呢，因为他们有同样的经验呢，或许呢，他们就可以帮助你应付压力。这里我们看到的 cope with, 其实跟我们之前学的 deal with 都有着应付这样的意思哦。
So that's been a great piece of advice to get help from your friends and family, but also take some time out of your busy life to relax, okay? Watch a movie, play some music, take a quiet walk in nature, if that will help relax you. It can really just make you forget about all your stress.
Okay, busy, what does this word mean?
Oh, busy. If you are busy, you are working hard and have a lot of things to do. I feel I'm very busy sometimes, too busy, okay? People are calling me on the phone, I have to type emails, I have to do my job, I need to study books for class. I have so many jobs to do. Here's another example. Paul has a very busy life because he works and goes to school.
Wow, okay, so Paul has a very busy life because he works and goes to school.Paul 过着忙碌的生活，因为他边工作边读书哦。那刚刚我们提到呢，就是说我们要记得在忙碌的生活当中挪出一些时间来放松。
Have some fun and don't take life too seriously. Okay, you need to ask yourself, look at yourself in the mirror and think, are you worrying too much about small things?
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, 所以要记得要怎么样 ？Have some fun, 找点乐子，别把生活看得太严肃了。
Okay, so the final message, the last word here in the article is reminding you to have a good time. That's really the best way to lose your stress. It says, just remember, work hard, but play harder.
Whoa, 记住呢，要认真工作呢，或是努力哦，但是也要放手玩得尽兴哦，这就是要给大家的一个非常好的一个 message. Okay, let's now go to our wrap up.
Stress is a part of life. It's something we can't avoid. Therefore, we need to know how to manage our stress. Learn to reduce stress and keep it under control.
真的，我们要学习。其实压力呢，就是生活、人生的一部分啊。那既然不能逃避呢，就要学习怎么样去正面的去面对它哦。所以要记得用乐观、健康的方式啊，可能跟饮食有关啦，你的作息有关啦，还有你可能要多运动哦。Okay, hope we can all learn a lot from this lesson. So maybe you can write to us and tell us more about how do you deal with stress.
Yes, I would love to hear from you guys.
Okay, see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
My birthday is on September 2nd.
My birthday is on September 2nd.
Hey, it's me, Celine. 你生日要到了吗？今年我的生日已经过了，但认识新朋友的时候还是被问一下说，哎，你生日什么时候？为什么嘞？因为要知道你的星座嘛。他可能会问 When is your birthday? 这时候你要怎么回答他呢？今天 Celine 就要告诉你怎么回答咯。你可以这么说， My birthday is on September 2nd.我的生日是9月2日，是的，非常简单，只要在 my birthday is 后面加上你的生日日期就可以咯。那重点就来啦，要怎么加呢？英文里几月几日有两样事情一定要记得，第一，一定要记得月份的说法。举例来说，9月可不是 9, 是 September， 12月不是 12, 是 December， 而且写的时候一定要记得第一个字母要大写。那几日要怎么说呢？这时候啊，就要用上序数，第一 first， 第二 second， 第三 third， 这样子的序数。像9月2日代表的是9月的第二天，所以是 September 2nd。 那可考你哦，12月3日要怎么说呢？哎，没错，就是 December 3rd。叙述若比较不熟， Celine 建议你可以复习一下，除了日期以外，也有很多地方用得到哦。另外还有一件事也要注意一下哦，你要说在几月几日一定要放一个介系词 on， 就像 on Monday on Tuesday 一样，表示在特定的某一天都是用 on 当介系词哦。最后我们再来复习一次今天的句子， Repeat after me。 My birthday is on September 2nd。When is your birthday? 换你回答一下吧，我们下次见，拜拜。
My birthday is on September 2nd.
My birthday is on September 2nd.
Chit chat.
I'm so frightened. 不看了，不看了。
哦，表姐，到底是你恐怖还是恐怖变恐怖啊？
Joseph, great, you're here. Alan's not home, and I don't want to watch the scary movie by myself. Can you watch it with me, please?
腿我跌了，我下面都唔惊啦。
Man, 哦，哎，开始，开始。
I'm so frightened. Oh, 我好怕。
拜托，才播预告片呢，现在就怕了，还说要陪我看，结果比我还更胆小。重点是他刚刚说我好怕哦，这时候他竟然说成 I am so frightening， 意思是说他自己很吓人。哎，不过想想也对啊，这个 Joseph， 你这个有时候不洗澡，然后不出门那个模样，可真的是很吓人。Yes, Joseph, you can be frightening sometimes.不过呢，如果你要说我感到很害怕，事实上呢，你应该要用 I am so frightened。 诶，如果你也是 frightened frightening 傻傻分不清楚，只要这样记就对啦。 ED 为字尾的形容词，就是表示某人感到怎么样，所以主词通常是人，而 ING 字尾的形容词则是表示令人感到怎么样，主词通常是事物哦。For example, when I was a child, I was frightened of sleeping alone. When I was a child, I was frightened of sleeping alone. 这里是人感到很害怕，所以就要用 frightened. 什么东西令你感到很害怕，就要用 frightening. For example, going to the dentist can be very frightening for a child. Going to the dentist can be very frightening for a child.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
呀呀，我很怕要说 I'm so frightened， 不要说成 frightening。 同样的中文常说，哦，我好无聊，不知道今天要干嘛，千万不要说成 I'm so boring， 正确是 I'm so bored。
How to deal with stress. Stress is a normal part of life. When you feel upset,It's helpful to discuss your problems with your friends and family. Sometimes, just talking about a problem can make you feel instantly better. Believe it or not, your friends and family might have experienced the same thing before, so they could help you cope with your stress. Also, Take some time out of your busy life to relax. Have some fun. And don't take life too seriously. Just remember, work hard, but play harder. Helpful, helpful. A dictionary is very helpful when you are learning a new language. A dictionary is very helpful when you are learning a new language. Instantly, instantly. Drinking a glass of cold water instantly cooled me down. Drinking a glass of cold water instantly cooled me down. Experience, 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 experienced, experienced. Craig called his manager because he experienced many difficult problems at work. Craig called his manager because he experienced many difficult problems at work. Busy, busy. Paul has a very busy life because he works and goes to school. Paul has a very busy life because he works and goes to school.